And he is coming back. He's coming back so soon. That is Musa Worship Jesus is coming back. And yes, you're listening to Just For You. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock right here on the waves of 657 AM. And yeah, it's 13 minutes just after 9. Thanks to Janine and Germany. I guess now, Wimvenant, he's a Germany. Yeah, he's a Germany from vandaag af. You are now a Germany. Thank you so much for the morning time with you guys. May God awesomely bless you and family. Let's continue to pray for Hungary. Let's pray for the Hungarians and also praying for South Africa. It's not over yet. There are collisions that are going on right now. So we have to pray. We have to still pray. It's not over. Alrighty then, you know how we do it every Wednesday right here on Just For You, that we would have the Kiredi team with us. And today we have Dr. Inga Mgaleli. We're talking, let's discuss Tetange unemployment. Dr. Mgaleli, how are you?
Morning. I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's cold. I hope you're warm.
It is cold.
You sounded like you got some coffee there with you, something like coffee happening there around with you.
Oh, I wish.
But yeah, let's keep warm. It's winter time, and I hope that we won't have... Last time we were talking about the flu with you, and so I'm hoping that it's not going to be your bad, so like really viral right now because of the weather. But today we're talking about what is called Tetange unemployment. What is that? What is Tetange unemployment campaign all about?
So I'm actually really excited to get talking about this campaign that we launched at the moment, because it's really, really actually doing well. Mm. But what it is, it's actually a card game, believe it or not, and it's meant to spark conversation for people from various backgrounds, to engage with the hidden aspects of unemployment, race, and class. And it was actually developed by a campaign called Youth Capital. And because we're Ricky Ready and we are all things youth, we really share their commitment to make young people's problems heard and vocalized. That's essentially what Tetange Unemployment is, or TNU is. It's a campaign, it's a card game, and it's meant to spark conversation amongst young people to engage about unemployment, race, and class, particularly those hidden aspects that people don't typically think about.
Sure, I wish I would see them playing that game. I wish I would see some. It sounds so interesting. But why was it so important to launch this kind of campaign?
So, I mean, we live in South Africa, and we know that unemployment, particularly among the youth, is actually a crisis at the moment. And really, it is the plight that young people are facing. And so, if I can share some statistics with you, we know about 9.7 million young people are either not working, they're not in any form of education or training. If we look at the ages between 15 and 16, it tells us that about 6 to 10 of those are young people.
Okay, Dr. Mgaleli, I'm going to need you to move a little bit because we just missed what you were saying just now. You're breaking.
Okay, let me just try and move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the sound will better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hopefully. Can you hear me now?
Yes. So you were also explaining the importance of launching this campaign.
So I was saying, that unemployment, particularly among the youth, is a crisis in South Africa at the moment. So I'll just share some statistics. So we know that about 9.7 million young people are not working, or they're not in any form of education or training. And if we look at the age group between 15 and 24, we know that about 6 in 10 of those people are also not working.
Hmm.
And if I were to paint a picture for you, so if from Cape Town to Nigeria, we could line up about 4,830 kilometers, we could fill that line with people who are not working between the ages of 18 and 35. So I just shared that to paint a picture of how big this crisis that we're having is. And so really this campaign speaks to those issues and those challenges. And it's about creating a space and about creating opportunity so that young people's experiences are not ignored.
I always ask this question. There's a group that is not in. I'm listening to you talking about the ages between 18 and 35, but there are those between the ages of 35 to 45 or going beyond who've never had been employed and they're still struggling to get employment. What about those ones? How does the TUN, I hope I'm saying it correctly, yeah, the TNU, cover that group? Because yes, we are looking at those who are like really young up until the age of 35, but there are those who are still struggling, who are older and have never been employed, and they're still looking for jobs right now.
Actually, I really love that question, because this card game, although it's designed with young people in mind, there's no limitation on who can play the game.
Okay.
So people who are older than 35, older people who, like you've rightly said, have never worked a day in their life. And unfortunately, that's the reality of that South Africans face, So they can also play this game. It's not that it's, you know, limited only to young people who are under the age of 35. And they also welcome to play this game, because really what it is meant to do is to provoke thought around the issues around unemployment, around race, around class intersections, and also explore the ways in which young people and anyone really is dealing with these challenges. So what we've seen is that there are a lot of themes around mental health or mental illness that come around. There's a lot of themes around substance abuse that comes out when people are playing this game. So really, anyone can play it, essentially.
Sure. I actually, when you mentioned mental health, it's exactly what I was thinking about, that then it will also assist in mental issues that a lot of us are going through because of unemployment. But how does such a campaign also benefit our community?
Okay, so like I said, we have this crisis. It's been ongoing. And really, every time we hear in the news about unemployment, it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. I think maybe 2 days ago, I saw a statistic, and it said youth unemployment was sitting at 59.7%. That's more than half the population, you know, so it is very, very scary. And so for us, it's really to say that we need to do something about this. You know, it can't be okay that every time we hear something, it's actually getting worse. And the other thing is that really young people feel that they are failing because they can't get a job. You know, they can't get employment. It's difficult to get into higher education as well. There's a lot of challenges around that. And this creates a lot of isolation. And so really what, again, this campaign is about is so that those people can come together and we can systemic challenges, because really that's what it is. It's the systemic challenges that they are experiencing that they may not be aware of. So I can give you an example. If you have a group of people and, you know, they are...
Sorry, Dr. Mgaleli. We're missing you again. If you have a group of people who are?
Yes, if you have a group of people who are job hunting and, you know, they're sharing their experiences around some of the challenges that they may be experiencing. So I can just give you an example for myself when I was job hunting. There was this form that we had to complete. And really, we had to complete it in a specific way. Otherwise,
Dr. Mgaleli, this is bad. This is really bad. Let me play a song and then let's try to have you move. Let me play a song and then let's try to have you move to another place where we can have this talk, because it's very important. A lot of our young people, a lot of our people are going through unemployment. And if this is something, a tool that they can use to help, let's do that. Let's have you move from where you're at and let's take a song. We're coming back, family, taking the sounds of the late Nezimo.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I am Sibongile Mofokeng. Just for you, the name of the show. Gave you the songs of the late Pastor Nezi Mukimanyatshana and Lichiso. And the song, And now I'm talking to Dr. Mkaleli, Inga Mkaleli. We're talking Tetange unemployment campaign. And Doc, you were still answering how this campaign will benefit our communities, and you were talking about a group of people and how it was really hard for you when you were also looking for a job.
Yeah. So I hope you can hear me better now. I was just giving an example of how, you know, such a campaign can help an individual within the group setting. So if, for example, you know, you have this group of young people who have been on the job market, and let's say, for example, wherever they were looking for a job, they wanted, you know, the applications to be submitted a specific kind of way.
Mm.
And perhaps, you know, that certain individual maybe emails their application instead of delivering the applications in hand. So this kind of card game and this kind of setting sheds light on those kinds of issues that one might not think about, but perhaps affects how you're considered, you know, in the job market.
Mm.
It goes as far as things like, you know, there's equity considerations that certain jobs have. You know, for certain jobs, you need to have a driving license, you need to have a car.
Mm.
And sometimes those things aren't always
mm-hmm.
at the forefront
mm-hmm.
When people are on the job market. So those are some of the issues that this card game helps people to explore.
Mm.
And, you know, really it's about thinking around solutions and to see how we can advocate for each other to bring about change so that we can essentially be able to get jobs.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Somebody's asking, now if I play that card game, will I be guaranteed to be employed?
So it doesn't guarantee employment. It doesn't create the card game itself doesn't create employment. But what it does is that it starts a conversation about, one, the challenges that one might be experiencing when looking for a job. So, and then two, it also creates opportunities around opportunities. So if you're all there in a group setting and you're all searching for employment, perhaps you're looking in the same industry,
mm.
perhaps you're looking in different industries,
mm.
we can share ideas around ways in which we can make the process easier and more successful for ourselves.
Mm.
So, it's really about trying to get to a destination, but it doesn't guarantee that you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, what does Get Ready what is it that Kiredi is hoping to achieve with this kind of a campaign?
Okay, so, you know, South Africa is one of the most unequal countries in the world. And so unemployment, it's not just about, you know, being unemployed, but it's also about the intersections of race and intersections of class. So we know there are certain things that determine, you know, somebody's socioeconomic status in this country. And so really this card game also, we hope to bridge that gap, to start conversation around those intersections, to say, okay, if you're, in certain industries, if you're a young woman of color, it's difficult to compete in that job market in certain industries. And so we can have conversation around that and how we can break those barriers in order to empower young women of color to be able to compete in those industries.
Mm.
In the industry I'm in myself, I know, you know, in certain, you know, in the medical fraternity, it comes with its own challenges. For certain people who look a certain way, in terms of race and in terms of gender, it's difficult in certain spaces. And so this card game helps us to brainstorm ideas around how we can break those barriers and how we can empower each other so that we can be able to break into those spaces and then excel. So that's essentially what we hope to achieve. And we hope that people around us will be, will feel motivated to get involved, involve the community, educate each other, educate our friends, educate our parents, educate our peers about these challenges. So that's essentially what we hope to achieve.
Mm-hmm. How does one start playing this game or become part of this game? What do they need to do?
So they need to look for youth capital, and then through them, they can be able to get more information around how to play this game, how to get the cards, and they can also facilitate this game. They just assist us with some of our employees as well. We recently had a day where we just all came together and they facilitated this game. It's called Youth Capital.
Youth Capital, is it online?
I think they have a website. Let me just check for you so that I give out accurate information. But maybe you can move on to the next question and I'll come back to that.
Well, we are going to our closing statements now. To say, what is it, as you're looking for the website, what are your closing statements, Dr. Mgaleli?
So on the ground, like I said, it's about creating a space for people to come together to reflect and share ideas. And in terms of closing words, we'll be here again next week, as always. Mm-hmm. And then you can catch us on any of our social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, X, and TikTok, using the handle at EUADSA. You can ask us a lot. TNU, you can actually use the hashtag. We're also still running the She Ready campaign, don't remember to join us on that as well. And then if you're looking for any of our mobile clinics, you can check on our website to see where the clinics will be in your region across the four provinces.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also chat to us on our WhatsApp line just by texting hi to 060-019-0000.
Mm-hmm. Are you winning in that space? Or I think if we check Kiredi, maybe we might find something there.
Yes, you'll definitely see information about Youth Capital on
Kiredi. Yes, yes.
You also have a website, youthcapital.co.za.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mgaleli, for such an insightful info. And I'm hoping that those who are going through a process of unemployment, they will be assisted much better in this space. Thank you so much, mentally and otherwise. So thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely day.
You too. So yeah, family, in the light of Youth Month, I am really delighted to see such projects, such campaigns coming out, like this campaign that we are talking about with Dr. Mgaleli, that they have called the Let's Discuss hashtag Teta Nge Unemployment. Teta Nge Unemployment, actually, which means Let's Talk About Unemployment. And yeah, I'm hoping that people are going to get help through this platform. But now, do remember that regular live conversations with our young doctors are hosted, and you can reach out to them with thoughts, questions and concerns on their social media handle at Kiredi SA. It's KEREADYSA on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Speak to a young doctor and ask questions by sending hi to their WhatsApp number 060-019-0000. 060-019-0000.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
That is Dr. Tumi this morning and the song Mighty Rushing Wind. And before it was Nomusa Dlomo featuring Vuga Africa. And the song is For Thine is the Kingdom. Sol Dikhang. Yes, Pastor Nomusa is a woman, is a lady. Yeah, she is a she. No Musa, it's a she's name. It's a lady's name. You know, as I was listening to Wemvain and Rosso talking about Hungary, and that they are given a list of how to name their children, I'm like, oh, we are blessed in South Africa. Because you are given a list, you have to choose. And which is according to how your child presents themselves, I guess, as a baby. And then you have to decide that their name is this one. So we are blessed that we can name our children as according to the leader, being led actually by the Lord Holy Spirit. When you pray and you ask the Lord Holy Spirit, who am I carrying? He's able to let you know who you are carrying. And you can also decide. Other families decide, oh, we love Aunt so-and-so. She does this and she's, in, you know, she's awesome. She's beautiful. She's a great person, beautiful from the inside out. So we'd love to have that name in our family continue. And then they give their children that. But in South Africa, you are a free country indeed. And we thank God that we are able to give our children their names as according to the Lordship and the guidance of the Lord Holy Spirit. I prayed for my son's name. We had to pray. We had to pray, especially that we thought it was going to be a girl. We had a name for her. We were excited. Yo, I was even seeing, what do you call that? Ponytails, pink, blue, green, yellow ponytails. And the Lord said, that's not a girl there. That's a boy. He's a boy's boy's boy. He's a boy. Kimfana. And I was like, oh my, is he going to be a boy? And the Lord said, yeah, he is a boy. And so I had to pray together with my ex-husband. We had to pray and ask the Lord for a name, and he gave us the name Prosper. It makes sense now why his name is Prosper, because he's going through a lot, but at the end of the day he prospers. Never seen a child so joyous. I've never seen one who's going through a very hard space in their lives, and they can see and they can feel the deterioration of their body. They can even, they're sometimes in pain, but they're still smiling. They're still joyous. They're still dancing and playing. That for me is just amazing. That for me is like, what? Who are you? Who are you? And so we are so blessed that in South Africa, we are able to do that. And we are getting ready to talk about functioning in our spiritual gifts in the marketplace with me, Prudence Muchumi, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. I can't wait from the International Market Summit. And do remember that the International Market Summit also has, they have a conference that will be taking, or that will be happening on the 29th of June. But she will tell us a little bit more about that. But you can go to their website to find out more, on or their socials. That's where you'll find out more of the information right there. It's IMS Marketplace, the International Marketplace Summit. And so they will be hosting a Marketplace Champions Conference on the 29th of June from 9 up until 3. And Ma will be telling us a little bit more about that. So we are functioning. We are going to learn about how to function in our spiritual gift in the marketplace. Before we go to her, let's go via here.
657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.